You know, it's been a couple years since I recorded an episode. So, where do I really begin? I have made many transitions from working primarily as a freelance marketer to working a more traditional 9 to 5. So, know that all of my businesses have not stopped. I've really diversified. I actually do marketing for my new business, a personal training company called Medicinal Moves. I own medicinalmoves.com and I'm charging a very slow rolling marketing campaign, but my business has been monetized, and that's what I'm most proud of. Since July of this year, I've been pretty consistent with clients and making appointments and growing in that space. It's been great. I have a real passion for it, but I also have a passion for business. And that's what brings me to this platform, is just sharing the strategies I'm using to make some money. With all that being said, personal training business is pretty good. I'm not trying to make it a cash only business, but I have clients that give me cash, and I'm finding venues that can help me diversify the income that I'm getting. I go to parks and public places in the time of Corona, where we are masked and socially distanced, and I execute 45 minutes of sweat or one of my other workout programs to serve the public. It's been really nice. I think my biggest class thus far has been 6, and that was at the DC Monument. That was on a day where I think I charged $5 ahead. Not the best business decision, but I was really in the spirit and I was really excited and I was really feeling it. So we had a really good time, and I think that that was a marketing strategy that worked for me because I did have people come back. The only problem is that they have the expectation of just watching the workout from afar. So definitely have to have that in consideration with that strategy. Aside from that, we've got social media strategies that are being executed. I think that those are effective because they lead to the last strategy that I'm going to tell you about that I want to get good at. Very simple podcast for the first time back in 2 years. I'm just going to tell you the three things that I'm going to try to do to monetize a specific business that you might be able to follow along and track. The first strategy again was public contact instead of social media. It's real social presentation, walking into people in a public space, enticing people in parks to join a workout. The second strategy is going to be that social media. I've found lots of connections with people, actually looking at people's Instagrams and asking them if they want to look better, or asking them how they feel about their athleticism, how they feel about their personal fitness goals. There's a lot of beautiful women on Instagram. And there's also a lot of women who are beautiful on Instagram. And I want everyone to have the best experience in the game of life. But I think that outreach to women and men who are expressing a desire to change their physical appearance, and they are willing to put in the work, they have that drive, they're going to be successful. And those are the people I want to work with. So when I am marketing on social media, I definitely take a look on my feed and I'm meeting people. Literally, I have guys that I play tennis with just by the social media networking. Again, it's a very real thing. I think that that's a strategy that can be very effective for me as we're winding down for the summer. These are all seeds that I'm planting for next year. So we'll have to keep an eye on things to see if they're effective. And then there's my third, my final marketing strategy, which is YouTube. I want to monetize a channel on YouTube where I can just lead classes remotely. I'm already doing the in-person and physical boot camp. I'm charging $15 per person for the boot camp when I want to run my promotional sales. Online, I'm going to create a package where there is a combination of live workouts and a database of exercises, workouts, things like that for clients to access and be successful. I'm going to monetize that for a fair price. I think it's going to be rather affordable. So I'm really excited about that. But those are the three marketing channels or three marketing strategies that I'm using right now in a guerrilla sense as I market to build. I have a 9-to-5 job. I'm just freelancing. I'm just trying to get clients at, honestly at a time that's mutually convenient. So if these strategies pan out for me, I'm very satisfied on the how it's going to make business sense long term. Stay tuned.